Well, well, well. I did not have the weekend I expected.
Your Daily Lex.
Well, the short version is Liam ended up first going to the ER on Saturday and then getting admitted to the Children's Hospital, where he still is as I record this on Monday morning. There's optimism that he will get to come home this afternoon or evening. Yesterday, there was optimism he would come home. Well, on Saturday, there was optimism he would go on Sunday. And then Sunday, there was optimism he would go home early this morning, around 7 a.m. And now, as I record this, it's 10:24, and I'm heading to the hospital after an 11 o'clock meeting. And hopefully this afternoon or evening, he'll get to come home. He has rotavirus, which is one of the things people think about when they refer to stomach bug or stomach flu. And boy, it's a terrible thing. The challenge when he started having symptoms on Wednesday of this past week is it could be a lot of things, especially since he also has Crohn's disease. So you don't know if it's a Crohn's disease flare, which would be very concerning, or if it's something else. And most folks, like over a young age, don't typically suffer lots of symptoms of rotavirus. You can have it, not even know. In fact, all of us in the family probably got it and don't know. It mostly affects very young kids, which is why there's a vaccine for it that only lasts a few years. And the immunocompromised, which Liam is because of his Crohn's disease, particularly because of the Humira he takes. So anyway, boy, oh boy, I did just get word that he was disconnected from his IV. And as long as he can drink whatever he wants, I suggested beer, but as long as he can drink whatever he wants and handle it okay, they expect to be able to let him home later today if the labs keep looking good. So we shall see. Lauren and I have been switching off, being there with him. You know, of course, it's a children's hospital, which I think typically employs some of the saintliest people around, and they're all very nice, and we've taken turns sleeping there. The night that I slept there was atrocious. They were checking on him a lot. He would wake up a lot. He had to go to the bathroom a lot. He would be there for a long time, a lot. And then at 2-something in the morning, his IV came out, which he noted because he was soaked. It was just putting in fluids at the time. And between his needing to go to the bathroom after that, before they could put the new IV in, and they're deciding, hey, we should also do your morning blood work right now while we have to start this new IV line, and his fear of getting the IV line, particularly in the wee hours of the morning, that took a little bit more than 2 hours between 2-something and 4-something. Very fun, very fun. But he is improving, and thanks to those who already knew about this, who sent their good thoughts, I appreciate it. And anyway, what I haven't yet shared with you is the last song from our new album. So go stream Blueprint to support Liam, because he deserves it. The album's Blueprint. The artist is Liam ampersand Lex, Liam and Lex. The final song on the album is Pizza Pie. It concludes the sequence of songs that mention pie in various forms. I think he did a great job with this song. Once again, he made me sing very high, which seems to be a theme of the album. So please enjoy Pizza Pie by Liam and Lex. Stream the album wherever you stream. If you want to find links to it, go to lexfriedman.com/blueprint. Also, really quick, I'm just going to do an ad for myself. I'm hosting a seminar, a webinar, an internet seminar is what I called it. And my sister Abby was like, internet seminar is not a thing, just say webinar. And I was like, I literally forgot the word webinar existed. But I'm hosting a webinar on closing more deals, making more money from the deals you make, making more money per deal and closing more deals. I'm hosting that live, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on April 30th. It costs money. So check it out, lexfriedman.com/seminar, because I like the word seminar, lexfriedman.com/seminar to learn more about that. Anyway, here is Pizza Pie from Liam and Lex. I was supposed to put the song right here, but I'm interrupting myself before I even started to say, we found some of the silly lyrics here quite amusing. The lyrics about this person's affection for pizza and the ingredients of pizza he chooses to highlight make us laugh a lot. Also, Liam was supposed to say, pile that pie high with mozzarella, but he said, pile that plate high, and that became lyrics. So anyway, here it is, Pizza Pie, Liam and Lex.
best. Tomato sauce, of course it's a must. Gotta have tomato sauce.
And pile that plate high with mozzarella, 'cause this guy is such a pizza-loving fella.
Pizza pie, I'm a happy guy. And pizza pie is the reason why. If I can have pizza for breakfast, dinner and lunch, pizza for snack, and pizza for brunch. Pizza all day, every place. Shove some pizza in my face. Dough and sauce made from tomato. Still gotta have tomato sauce.
And pile that plate high with mozzarella, 'cause this guy is such a pizza loving fella.
Pizza pie, I'm a happy guy. And pizza pie is the reason why. If I can have pizza for breakfast, dinner and lunch, pizza for snack, and pizza for brunch. Pizza all day, every place. Shove some pizza in my face.
Lex.